God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I love Abraham. He's a wonderful man who's an example, along with his wife, of people who live by faith, who trusted God, who put their rest and confidence in the promise of God to them. Now, while that is true, it is amazing to find that this is also precisely the area in which they sometimes failed. Their faith sometimes lagged. Genesis chapter 17, verse 21 says this. This is God speaking to Abraham. He says, "But my covenant will I establish with Isaac and with Sarah, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year." You see, Abraham really, as best I can tell, never wondered whether God would actually give him a son, an heir of promise. I don't think that was something about which Abraham was fearful. What he was fearful about on a couple of occasions was God's timing about this promise. The truth is, bearing a child, conceiving and bearing a child, is not something that doesn't happen often. It happens all the time. And while it is miraculous, life is a miracle in a sense. It's not a miracle in the sense that it doesn't happen very often, that it's not a part of the course of the marvelous world that God has given. And so when Abraham doubted and when Sarah doubted, what they doubted was more a matter of when God would do what he would do as opposed to the fact that God would actually do it at all. So for instance, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 2, "And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus?" Abraham seems to be saying, "God, I know you're going to give an heir, but I've been waiting and it seems like you need a little bit of help. Why don't you just take my steward, my servant, and he can be my heir. He can be the fulfillment of your promise." God replies by saying, "This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth of thine own bowels shall be thine heir." God is very direct. He wants to make dead sure Abram here knows exactly what he's saying. "No, I'm going to give you the son of promise. I'm going to give this promise to you in my way," which means, of course, in my timing. And the Bible says that Abraham believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. So time goes on, chapter 16. It seems that there's even more desperation about the timing of God's promise. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, the Bible says in chapter 16, verse 1. And this is where the plot was hatched. Actually, Sarah was the one with the idea that Abram would take Hagar, Sarah's maiden, and through Hagar would be the heir of promise. And God is very direct again in chapter 17. He says, "And I will bless her," that is Sarah, "and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, kings of people shall be of her." God is very emphatic. "No, this child that I promised you is coming through you, and it is coming through Sarah." And God said, "Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and I'm going to make my covenant with him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee." In other words, I'm going to take care of Ishmael. Then we come to our text verse. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah. Notice those words, with Isaac, which Sarah. Those are the two people in question. Now here's the question. Why was Abraham so close to do it? In fact, he wasn't close to it. He made some really bad decisions. Hagar was a bad decision. It was wrong. Having his steward become his heir. That wasn't God's plan either. Why were these things questions? And the reason is because Abram and Sarah were concerned about God's timing. In other words, Abraham, I don't think, doubted that God would do what he said he would do. The truth is, Abram knew that he could have a child. He could either have his servant be his heir, or he could take Hagar, and through Hagar would come the heir. But the reason they were trying to do things their own way is because they weren't trusting God's timing. The question in Abram's mind was not whether God would keep his promise. The question in Abram's mind was the timing with which God would keep his promise. Now look, here's a point that's very important. I'm going to overstate it. This is an overstatement, but maybe it will stick in your mind. If you won't trust God with timing, you can't trust God with anything. "Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year," God says. In chapter 18, verse 10, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. In verse 14, is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Look, God says, I'm going to do things my way, and here's the relevant thing, in my timing. Genesis 21, verse 1 says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Set time, the right time, according to the time of life. Even in their old age, God kept this promise. Friend, look, if you won't trust God with timing, you're not likely to trust Him with anything. Trust that God will keep His word, and trust that God will keep His word in His own good way and in His own good timing.